This is Morning Edition on WUWM. Today we begin our holiday series, Life's Voices, featuring people who use their talents to help those in need. We meet professional chef Steve Paradowski. He's on disability after a stroke, yet he still cooks a couple times a week at Kathy's house. It's a place that provides lodging to people who live out of town who need outpatient treatment at Milwaukee area hospitals. Both the patients and caregivers are welcome, some staying for months. Kathy's house is located near the Milwaukee County Zoo, but Paradowski's work actually begins near Mitchell Airport in his apartment. Early on a recent morning, he loaded up the ingredients for the day's lunch.
And we got fire roasted tomatoes are going to go in the rice pilaf. We got some feta cheese for the stuffing.
The ingredients are here because Paradowski buys them. He watches sale papers and stocks up when he finds bargains. A day earlier, he took a first load for the lunch to Kathy's house, making this one a bit lighter.
According to the list, I have everything.
Paradowski zips up his backpack and an insulated tote, then heads to a bus stop a couple blocks away to ride a familiar route.
718, I'll probably get downtown around 7:45. I should get out to Kathy's house 8:30.
Paradowski likes arriving a few hours before the meal, so he doesn't have to rush. He says after his stroke, he's not as quick as he used to be. And he likes having the time to make multiple dishes from scratch.
I'm walking from the bus stop here. Okay, what should I start first? Okay, well, once after that, then what do I do next?
Well, he says he's slowed down because of his stroke. Paradowski looks pretty fast to me. After a couple hours, preparations for about a dozen dishes, sauces, or sides are well underway. The large kitchen is hot, and it smells like Thanksgiving. Pots and pans are simmering on two stovetops.
I made the potato salad. I got the egg salad made. Got the chicken stock right there for the soup.
Paradowski starts work on a second soup, dropping a chunk of butter into a stock pot. He buzzes through the kitchen, monitoring what's cooking, chopping veggies, stuffing chicken breasts. By lunchtime, Paradowski has laid out the spread buffet-style on the long counter.
After all that frantic running around, you can see we came together with a pretty good meal here.
Kathy's house board members are scheduled to meet at noon, so in addition to cooking for the residents, Paradowski is treating the board members to lunch. They stream into the kitchen, piling their plates before their meeting. As a professional chef, Paradowski specializes in soups and sauces. At Kathy's house, he focuses on comfort foods, and he's happy to adjust the menu to meet residents' needs.
Barb was here over a year. I knew what her favorite dishes were. I knew she liked roast turkey. I found out one time I served it too close after she had chemo, and she wasn't able to enjoy it. I said, Barb, tell me that. I said, that's not a problem. I said, I will ask you if your chemo's on Monday. Will Thursday be good?
Paradowski says he never thought about volunteering until after his stroke. Then he realized he could use his skills to provide what he calls the happiness factor to people who need a boost.
You know, these people are, you know, in a really tough situation where food's like the last thing they're thinking about during the day. You know, and then they come back here, and this may not be a grandiose setup, but it's homemade. If one person says, oh, that changed my whole day, that made it worthwhile.
Today, on Thanksgiving, Paradowski likely will be putting smiles on the faces of Kathy's house residents and those of their family members as he prepares their turkey dinner. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.